Good morning. It is Sunday, September 1st, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. The Jazz Eureka 2013 Festival begins Friday, September 13th, and will run through Sunday the 15th. This three-day event will include both free and ticketed events. Performers include the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, Walter Savage Trio, and recording artist Spyro Gyra. Information is available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
Ahead on this morning's show, a rundown of theater as the area stages get ready for the autumn season. We'll also conclude our summer series on what the approaching Affordable Care Act means for Arkansas with a report on a little-known provision that provides for long-term care in the home.
But before we look ahead, a quick look back as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this morning's Week in Review, a week filled with news about education and schools.
On Friday, we brought you a report about new enrollment totals at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville and how this year looks to be another record year in the number of students on campus. Though the total enrollment won't be official until the 11th day of classes, Chancellor G. David Gearhart announced preliminary enrollment numbers for this school year.
I'm very pleased to announce that this year's enrollment number confirms that we are still doing things right. And it's my pleasure to announce to you that we have, as of today, 25,365 students.
That's an increase over last year's enrollment of 24,537 students and an increase of more than 6,000 students since 2008, or a growth rate of about 32%. This is the first time that enrollment has topped 25,000 students at the nearly 150-year-old campus. Provost Sharon Gaber says that not only is the milestone significant by the sheer numbers, but it surpasses previous goals set by the university.
Only a few years ago, we had a long-range goal of reaching 25,000 students by 2021, the year of our sesquicentennial. We thought it would be tough, it would be ambitious, and if we worked hard, we could reach it. Needless to say, while we wanted and we planned to grow, it happened a little faster than we expected.
Considering the pace at which enrollment has grown and taking into account the goal of 25,000 students by 2021 has been exceeded, Provost Gaber says that the new goal is to stabilize enrollment at around 28,000 students in the next few years. But that number isn't necessarily a hard and fast enrollment cap.
We will certainly assess once we get there. I think there's a number of factors that would suggest that that's really where our infrastructure can handle. But then we'll want to look. We know that that's still below the SEC average. So we want to look. We want to remain competitive in the U.S. and internationally. We want to remain competitive in the SEC. So I think for us, it's we'll get to 28,000. We'll look and see what we have in place and what we can do. We may want to stay there. We may want to continue to move forward.
But the University of Arkansas isn't the only school poised for continued growth. Less than a month after opening, the Rogers School District is already looking to expand the Rogers New Tech High School. Jim White, the chief operating officer for Rogers Public Schools, says that while the architects haven't even begun designing phase two of New Tech High, district administrators have a good idea of what will be built in the roughly 5,000 square foot expansion.
It would mainly include two things, of course, classroom and some administrative space and probably some additional parking. We need to understand that this is taking place in our annex building that is actually a former middle school. That's why we had to go in and do the phase one was simply a remodel of some existing middle school space to accommodate high school classes. And that's what we did. And now that we have these 300 in our core area, our place to feed the kids and have some meetings, now we need to add some really mainly classroom space.
White says that the school district is already considering the expansion to the new school as they feel that the space will soon be needed.
We're starting only with these younger grades, only 9th and 10th graders. So next year, as these 10th graders move up to 11th, you don't have a new group of 9th graders come in, and then the next year after that. We filled our 300. We could only take 300. The kids are very excited about the program, and we feel like we're not going to have any problem getting to 600. It's certainly our hope.
Though the school district was denied state partnership money to build out the expansion, White says that the school district has enough money in its building fund to complete the project by the beginning of the next school year. But stories of growth and expansion weren't the only school news we brought you this week on Ozarks. Late in the week, we told you that the Springdale School District is educating students about potential dangers associated with social media. Rick Schaefer, the district's communications director, says that the information is being taught to students by the district's library media specialists.
The reason that you have it in your curriculum is because social media is one of the biggest things in America and actually the world today. There's 1.1 billion users of Facebook, so we would be remiss if we didn't address that with our students since most of them use it. And social media can be one of the best things out there, or if it's misused, it can be very dangerous. And so you've got to caution them about the dangers so that our students will be using it for the right reason.
Schaefer says that the library staff covers a range of topics to help keep students safe online.
I think they caution you about knowing who you're talking to. You know, how many instances have we seen of young people getting involved on social media with people that were disguising their identity? They caution you about that. Certainly caution you about posts you make. Don't do anything in anger. You know, because you think about it, anything that goes out there, you may think you're just between you and somebody else, but it's out there in cyberspace for everybody. So, you know, just to be cautious of what you're doing and not to give too much personal information because you never know who might be looking at it.
He says that in addition to the information taught by the district's media specialists, officers from the Springdale Police Department have held special sessions at the district's middle and junior high schools in order to give students some real-life examples of some of the dangers of being too open online. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.